Okay, I'm going to share with you right now the reason to have a hard butt workout. Beyond losing weight, beyond getting in shape, beyond building muscle and losing fat, all of that. All of those reasons why we work out, I'm going to share with you the absolute best reason why to get your butt on the floor and give a, you know, butt to the wall workout. All right, so I came home. I had an early meeting today. And I came home and I walked in the door and my husband had left to go do some visiting with a neighbor. And I was cleaning up, you know, I did my afternoon cleanup, sweeping the floor, doing all that stuff. You know, when you have cats, your house is always, there's hair everywhere all the time. And I have to tell you something that is one of my biggest pet peeves. It is, I'll be honest with you, is hair on the floor. Now, this is a family of hair. I mean, like my husband has long hair. I have long hair. Even my kids all had lots of hair. And then we have cats, and then we used to have dogs, and yet the biggest pet peeve I have is hair on my floor. So every day, I've always swept, every day, vacuumed or swept. We have hardwood floors now, so it's sweeping more than vacuuming. Okay, so I was cleaning up the house, and I was looking at the trim work that my husband was fixing up. I told you we let the workman go who was working on our house, right? He had done all that he could do, and we were doing the touch-ups. Okay, I can't say we are doing the touch-ups. Michael's doing the touch-ups, okay? Well, that was about 6 weeks ago, and I still have two of them in my front room, in my dining room. So we haven't really even had a dining room to sit at and eat at. Okay, so it's taken a lot longer than Michael had said it would take. And I was looking at the trim, and he's done a beautiful job, but I was like looking at the trim and going, oh, the trim around our door is kind of nicked. It really needs to be replaced. And I just started getting angrier and angrier. Why isn't he done yet? It's been 6 weeks. He said he'd get it done. I don't think it's going to get done. And I'm just running on and telling myself stories. It's not going to get done. It's not going to get done by the holidays. What am I going to do? He said it would get done. Just replay on a loop, storytelling on a loop. And then I'm trying to reason with myself and I'm saying, okay, so what's the worst that can happen if it doesn't get done? Is it really going to be the end of the world? I mean, let's be honest, in a year from now, will it matter? And I say back to myself, well, no, it won't matter as long as it gets done. But I don't know at this point if it's going to get done. So, you know, the reasoning didn't work. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go work out. So I pulled my yoga mat out on the floor. And I did my dancer fit workout, the peak performance workout is what I call it. And I busted my butt. I mean, I was just sweating. Oh, and I took all of my aggressions. Because I tell you, I was about ready to say, before I worked out, I was like, we're going to have a talk, he and I. And we are going to have to set some boundaries here of how much time is spent outside of this house. And we need to finish up this house. I'm telling you, I had it all laid out of what I was going to say. You know what that's like, ladies. You know what that's like. You have it all planned out in your head, exactly what you're going to say, how you're going to say it, and what he's going to do when he hears you. He's going to beg for your forgiveness, and he's going to do exactly what you want him to do. You know I'm right. You know you do the same thing. You think it all through, and you have it all planned out in your head. All right, so nothing I was doing was helping me get this aggression and this anger and this frustration out of me. So again, I took it on the floor. And I busted butt, and I was doing jump squats, and I was doing burpees, and I was doing mountain climbers, and just, oh, and then leg lifts for my abdominals. I mean, just sweating, and just pushing with the music playing. Oh, and I got done, and I'm like, I'm down. Oh, I'm cool, I'm calm. I got all that aggression out on the floor. Now my poor husband won't have to deal with it. We may still have a talk, but he won't have to deal with it. Now, what is the benefit of that, right? People might think, well, you should just handle it right then and there. No, not necessarily. You know, I don't know how many episodes ago it was, I said, you know, sometimes when we're feeling emotions, it's not necessarily appropriate to bring it out at that time. Like if you're in a business meeting, it's not a time to go into tears, right? So you have to learn to regulate your emotions, right? We all have to learn to regulate our emotions and deal with them at an appropriate time. Or also, I should say, in an appropriate way. I knew in my heart, I did not want to bash my husband. I love my husband. I know he's busting his butt to try to make me happy. You know, there's one thing I've learned in all of my coaching, and even with my own husband, you know, the one thing that a man really, 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 really wants, that's my Zoolander impression, by the way, but what he really, really, really wants is to make us happy. That's what men want, to see us smile and looking at them and smiling. Not looking at them and scowling, but looking at them and smiling. And I know my husband is doing the best he can with all of our responsibilities that he has, that I have, all of the things that we're committed to. And maybe it won't be ready by the holidays. Maybe by Christmas I'll still have scaffolding in my living room. He knows how important it is to me. So now that I have come down off of my, you know, ready to, you know, light somebody on fire, you know, burn them at the stake, which is where I was prior to my workout, now all that extra energy, that aggression is out on the floor where it hurt nobody. I was even grunting, just for grunting purposes, just to get it out. And, you know, now I'm in a rational place. I've calmed down. And when my husband comes in, I'll chat with him calmly because now all of that aggression is gone. So yeah, I worked out when I was feeling this way, not to avoid my feelings, but to get it out so I could actually now rationalize them. So when we're angry or we're frustrated or whatever it is we're feeling, before taking it out on the person that we know will regret later, come on, you know, we will. Let's take it out on the floor. Let's do something with it, with a workout, pounding a pillow, getting out in your front yard and screaming, you know, as long as you don't have neighbors. Whatever it is, get it out in a healthy way that hurts no one. And then, or write it out, whatever works for you. I think workouts are the best, which is why I'm super excited to get started with doing my virtual Leading Lady Experience workouts and my Fit for Performance workout. All right. Oh my gosh, my husband just walked out the door. Okay, I'm gonna have a chat with him, calm and cool and collected, because that's how I feel right now. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.